Good morning. My name is Greg Frank. I'm the hearings officer for hearing the case for us this morning, which is case number 212009. This is a case involving the City of Portland versus John E. Nemarnik. Before we get started with testimony and my opening comments, I just want to confirm what contacts we've had with Mr. Nemarnik or anyone on his behalf.
On the 9th of April, a hearing notice was mailed to the address on file. To date, that notice has not been returned to the hearings office. And Mr. Nemarnik has not contacted the hearings office.
All right, I will take notice that Mr. Nemarnik is not here. I will, if he does show up during the hearing, I will give him an opportunity to testify. If he fails to show, then I will simply consider him having failed to appear. If you'll, sir, if you'll identify yourself for the record, please. First name, last name, spell your last name, give us your work mailing address, please.
My name is Christopher Collette, C-O-L-L-E-T-T. I work for the Bureau of Environmental Services, required sewer connection program.
And your address, please, your work address.
Do you want it the abbreviated?
Whatever address we can mail to.
Building 13, required connection.
Well, it's an address we don't get often. All righty, sir. Let me explain to you what will happen here today. As Mr. Nemarnik is not present, I will ask you and only you, since you're the only one here, to give us your testimony. This is a recorded hearing, and anything we say on the record will be maintained on the record. And within 3 to 5 business days, this recording, or the recording of this hearing, will be made available to the public on our website. Our website is accessible by going to our web address, which is on our cards back by the door, or you go to the city and then go to the hearings office, and then go to recordings and put in the case number. You should be able to listen to whatever happened in this hearing. So it is important that you speak into the microphone whenever making any testimony. Also, if you have any documents that you wish admitted into the record, and we do this, and I think we've had a hearing, you and I have had a hearing before, but it's been some time, so let me refresh your memory. And that is that we have given you an exhibit list, which is sitting right in front of you. It's kind of like a baseball scorecard. And right now, nobody has any hits, runs, or errors. There is nothing admitted into the evidentiary record, so any of the documents on that list that you want me to consider in making this decision, you have to say I offered or would you look at, or, and if you'll refer it to them by exhibit numbers, which is the column immediately on the left. It's the first column to the left. So that's your obligation, is that theoretically, if we went through the hearing and you testified and didn't ask for anything, and I didn't remember to ask you, then there would be no documents considered by me in making my decision in this case. So it's a bit unusual, and that's why I emphasize it so much at the start of the hearing. It's your obligation to let me know what you want me to consider, and I will admit, since Mr. Nemarnik isn't here, unless something is obvious that it shouldn't be in, I will in all likelihood admit it into the evidentiary record and consider it in making my decision. As you may well be aware, I am employed by the City of Portland Auditor's Office. I am not employed by your bureau or any other bureau other than the Auditor's Office. It's my obligation to make a unbiased, objective decision in this case based on the evidence that's presented in the record, as well as the relevant laws or rules that apply to this case. So that's what I'm supposed to do. I do not know Mr. Nemarnik. I don't know you very well. So I don't believe I have any commitment or any bias with respect to either one of the sides, so I believe I can make a decision in this case. I have, just so you're aware, I haven't looked at the documents in any detail because I promised you that I wouldn't until you offered them, but I have, so you're aware, made a copy of Title and Chapter 1733. I have an entire copy of that sitting in front of me. I have reviewed that and made some notes to myself, so I'm aware of generally what my authority is, what your responsibilities are, and so I wanted to be aware of that. At this point in time, do you have any questions of me?
No, I don't.
All right, would you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear a firm testimony about to give us truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
What would you like to tell me, and what would you like to present as your case?
I would like to, that you consider all exhibits that I submitted prior to this hearing.
Okay, and I'm also going to include the exhibits that were prepared by this office, and therefore I will admit exhibits 1 through and including 22 into the evidentiary record, and will be all of those will be considered in making my decision. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I administer a program under the authority of 1733. It's the required sewer connection program. Under that program, property owners who are within an area where the city of Portland has built new public sewers to facilitate them disconnecting their cesspool or septic systems and connect to the public sewer. Under this program, I started mailing notifications to this property owner some time ago. That date will be on the first notification letter of the exhibits. Probably around January of, let me see here. When did I post the property as a public nuisance? The only contact I've had with him is a few days after I posted the property as a public nuisance. That date is in the record. I spoke with him briefly. He explained to me he had some financial obstacles, so I encouraged him to apply to the safety net loan program. I offered to delay my enforcement until the application was made, and that was the last contact I've ever had with him. So I sought recourse through your office, ultimately with the goal of having him either connect or Bureau of Environmental Services engage the services of the city attorney's office for a warrant so that we can connect the property. We can connect the property and then ultimately secure our costs as a lien against the property.
Anything else, sir?
None. Nothing.
All right, let me just quickly go over a couple questions that I have. I'm looking at 1733-100, subsection A2, and it says that the final Bureau of Development Services determination shall be, it says BES shall submit information addressing the following. The subject property has one or more structures with plumbing facilities that require sanitary waste disposal to the state plumbing code or related city code. Does, in fact, this property have a structure on it that has sewage going out of it? In other words, is that what information do I have regarding this has one or more on-site structure?
Well, the only way that he would be able to dispose of his wastewater would be through an on-site wastewater disposal system.
The question is there a structure on the property?
Yes, there's a house.
Okay. And that house uses some sort of sewage disposal?
Yes.
Okay. And in 2B, it says the subject property is not fully connected to the city sewer system. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
The third one, which is C, is that the subject property has a direct access via an intended route of service to a sewer branch, lateral, or other component of the city's sewer system abutting the property line or a permanent easement acquired for the benefit of the property. Does it have access to sewer?
He has an independent direct route of service that terminates at the property line.
So there's public sewer to the property line?
Yes.
Thank you. And he has failed to connect.
That's correct.
And does he have a current connection deferral?
No, that expired. On my safety net letter that I wrote, I think I gave him 35 or 45 days to respond.
All right. Those are the proof requirements, as I recall them from the code. Let me have you take a look at what you submitted as the complaint. If you'll get that in front of you, please. All right, my biggest concern is paragraph 3, and I just want to make sure that I've got this straight. You're looking for an order to authorize BES to abate the nuisance by entering the property and taking such actions as may be required to decommission the on-site disposal system and connect to the public system. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
You also want me to enter an order authorizing the right to recovery of all costs of the abatement and enforcement. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And you want it, if not paid, to become a lien.
That's correct.
All right. Then there's a very long sentence after that that basically includes things that I can put into the costs to be recovered. Have you reviewed that sentence? It starts out, such costs include, colon?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and are those all of the costs that you're seeking recovery of?
Yes, they are.
Okay. And finally, the authorization of the city to obtain a warrant, that would be the final thing.
Yes.
All right. I think I'm just about done here. All right, anything further, Mr. Collette, that you'd like to bring to my attention?
Nothing.
All right, then I will issue an order finding the violation does exist, that the request of relief as set forth in paragraph 3 of exhibit number 1 is appropriate. I will issue that order within the next week or so. At this point in time, we'll close the hearing.